that's a mercenary gig, right?
Yeah.
And I'd do that for money. I would do that for a lot less money than I would to kill Joe's kid. Excelente. So, first off, I want to mention something real quick from editing last time. Welcome to Sitsuck, everybody.
Hi,
I'm Kyle.
This is Kendrick.
Introduce yourselves.
Joe.
I'm Joe.
Kevin.
I don't know when. And I thought I was last. I've always been last.
Just say your name if no one speaks in like a second.
Well,
we
that's
can all
I
talk over each other. Nobody cares who we are.
Yeah.
But we're complaining now. So neither thing you've
last
done has worked.
We had the double clap scenario, and I thought this should be easy because I'll have all kinds of things to line up on. And if you aligned our first claps and our second claps, it didn't line up. So I don't know how the hell that happened. Yeah, it was pretty remarkable. But it occurs to me that if somebody wanted to crash the party by just jumping in, we could do a second clap at the end and align off of that. I don't know why I need to get that on the air, but here we are.
Yay. You're going to say something
about background stuff. Hooray, Sitsuck.
Your heterosexual life mate.
Okay.
I was trying to play Fable
3 on the computer because she has a computer, which means all video games should be played on the computer. But she was having issues with her headset in here. So she was listening to the speakers, and it's like, well, I got to record in a bit. And it sounded like she was then going to have to stop playing a video game. And you know me, I will never support stopping playing a video game, like, categorically. That's against my code.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't.
So what we figured out was we can Steam Link it to the other room. This is like the fourth time I've used the Steam Link that I've had for 5 years. And I always forget how painless that is to work with. She's happily playing Fable 3 in the other room. I can see her screen in this room because it's rendering. And she's just using the Steam controller, but I also set up a PlayStation controller because she wasn't sure if the Steam controller was going to work. And what's crazy is I set that up in 5 minutes to use the Steam Link where I could have the Steam controller and the PlayStation controller and play Fable 3 off of her computer on my TV in the other room. And I want to say this. Sometimes it's not that easy, but when it's easy, it's stupid easy because when I synced I had more issues getting the PlayStation controller to enter sync mode than to get it to sync with the system. I kept trying to turn on the PlayStation. Once I did, if you start moving the PlayStation controller, all the on-screen prompts show you PlayStation buttons. If you start moving the Steam controller, it shows you Steam controller buttons because it just knows what you want to do and figures it the fuck out. Why is this so hard, guys?
It's not. That's the thing.
Because reasons?
Why does everybody else suck? Reason.
Well, no, I'll give you, like, so that's you have a great example of an interaction that was positive. Now let me tell you about my numerous interactions where Kevin suggested technology I should try and it didn't work.
It's going to make me
simple.
Eat my words.
I said, hey, Kevin, I would like to play my Switch, I would like to use my Switch controller for Cuphead on the PC, because I really like the layout I have for my Switch controller on the Switch.
I can see where this is going to go wrong.
Can you do
it? And he's like, oh, just buy one of these $5 dongles. It'll be fine, right? So I buy the $5 dongle. I pop it into my computer, and I can't quite get it to work, right? So like, I'm like, okay, like, I'll
Bluetooth?
Figure this out.
Yeah, just a basic Bluetooth. Okay.
And so I pop it in, and I can't figure out how my computer actually uses Bluetooth. And it just turns into this whole fiasco of, like, me trying to get Kevin to help and, like, downloading applications
did
for
you,
this
did
thing.
Did you install Blue Soleil?
No, I don't know what that is.
I hope that's dead. Go on.
I don't know what it is whenever... And then the graphics card thing was nuts. Like, that was crazy, right? Like, we bought a graphics card, and
oh,
we
yeah,
put
that
it
was
in.
A nightmare.
And we couldn't get my computer to boot, right? Like, it would not boot. It would try to...
Is this the cursed machine?
No, this isn't.
This was a cursed graphics card because...
Because the rest of my PC works really well, actually. It's able to do lots of things that I know other people's can't do. But we finally found a graphics card that's good. What happened with this graphics card, though, is we put it in and it didn't work, right? What we did was we would put my old one in and the other one in at the same time, right? And then after we started with my old graphics card, we would unhook it from the old graphics card and put it into the new graphics card, right? And the new graphics card would run it. Fine, and it would run like the Division 2 at like high settings. Like it was running at like the graphics card was supposed to push, right? So we're like, okay, we got it, sweet. We shut down my computer, like do all the settings stuff that we needed to do to like be able to take the other graphics card out, try to boot it up again, and it doesn't boot up. And it's like, what the fuck is happening here where the old graphics card has to be in order to utilize the new graphics card? So every time I'd have to turn it on, I'd have to boot with the old graphics card hooked up and then put it into the new graphics card. So we just said, fuck it, and got a new one. And we finally got it to work.
His motherboard is from like 2011 or 12.
Probably.
But it had like one of the most badass i7 processors in it that you could get at the time. So it's still pretty powerful today. And then we got a modern graphics card, like a 2000 series. But for whatever reason, that series of graphics card just would not work on his motherboard. It just wouldn't do it. And to boot, he had this like really, really nice...
I get it. It's a pun because it's a boot problem.
Yeah, you got it. But... But it was an older Intel motherboard, which they were badass at the time too. But Intel, like 6 months ago, recently pulled all their new drivers and stuff offline.
Oh no, the BIOS thing, right?
Yeah, like, the BIOS.
We tried to get the BIOS update for the motherboard, and we couldn't find it anywhere.
Like 6 months
it
ago,
it didn't exist on the internet.
They just yanked them all. 6 months ago, they yanked all of their BIOSes. They're like, we don't build motherboards anymore, so we're just going to pull all of our drivers.
So we don't support the
BIOS. Yeah, exactly.
No, that's what they said. Oh, Jesus. My God, it was so frustrating.
Well,
we would have got that, we could have fixed it.
Yeah, like, it would have fixed
it. We were like 100% sure.
But... You know what wouldn't? You know who wouldn't have had these problems? AMD.
Probably not.
Who's that?
But so what we did was we found the same like level graphics card.
Who's Andy?
AMD is Intel.
Oh, AMD. Sorry. I thought you said Andy, and I was like, is that some guy from like college that you guys
knew? For the folks at home, AMD is a competitor of Intel's. They're not nearly as old, but they are much more agile in the market and have a tendency to keep like beating Intel's performance at lower prices and having fewer problems, and yet somehow haven't managed to dominate the market yet because Intel just has that much brand recognition. And can correct that, but...
Yep, they recently kind of took over. I'm kind of every computer I'm building is being AMD these days because they kind of just they took over, like within the last like 2 or 3 years. But yeah, right.
It goes both ways, is what I was getting at. But I love it too. When it's good, it's good, right? Like when something works in technology, you're just like, how the fuck did that happen so fast? Like, well, I didn't have to do anything.
Steam and Steam Link in general always seems to be like that. When it works, oh, it's beautiful. When it doesn't work, you're armpit deep in debugging some kind of thing, and it's like, what am I doing? Like, why are you disassembling that? And what's that for? It's like, oh, I can't get the A button on the controller to work, so I have to reinstall the operating system to this controller. Like, what? Like, okay. But it was very smooth, and actually the last several times I've used the Steam Link, it was extremely smooth. I realize now that the last time I had issues with it was because I was trying to do something really patently stupid, which was play non-Steam games on it. And that gets dicey.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I tried to play Overwatch on it. That's what I was trying to do.
Interesting.
Don't do that.
Don't do it.
Now you can just play Overwatch on your Switch, so you don't have to worry about it.
God, fucking Switch, man.
Overbots. Yeah, the Switch is a similar level of like, oh, it just sort of works. Oh, okay. But do I have to? No.
Just turn it on.
It just works
fine.
But how does that?
No. We don't do that. We don't. It just turn it on and it goes.
I need Michael Green for that. He used to nail that shit. Yeah, he actually commented on something fairly recently when we talked about quitting our jobs and becoming a roving band of mercenaries.
Yeah, we were going to become condottieri.
And he volunteered to be a
sex slave. If you guys were a band of mercenaries, what jobs wouldn't you take?
Anything with kids.
Depends on the money.
Unless the kid's really a dick.
What if it was Damien?
I want to point out the two different answers you got were from a parent and a non-parent. Parent says anything with a kid. Non-parent says depends on the money.
Mine was depends on the money, too.
You fucking just walked past my qualifier, though. Well, if the kid's really a dick, it's up for consideration.
I don't care how much of a dick the kid is. It's all about the money.
Yeah.
But you said, what job here's a fucked up situation. And I said, you said, would you take? And I said, wouldn't. Like, what job wouldn't I take?
Yeah, what job wouldn't you take?
That's what I'm saying. It depends on the money.
Yeah, okay. But, like, what if I paid you? How much would I have to pay you to kill one of our friends' kids?
One of our friends, it depends on the friend and the kid, to be honest, man.
We have two people in the podcast with kids. So, like, you've qualified this now. Now you have to talk about it.
I mean, you dug a hole. If you're a mercenary, you're a mercenary, right? Like, you can't be getting off on, like, moral things, like, right? Like, I mean,
yeah,
like,
we've already kind of lost the moral high ground.
You're killing people for money. So, like, obviously there's a number.
So you're saying the number does exist, but we might not be able to pin it down in just one conversation.
It's just, yeah, no, that's like so a, we need a closed door and tables.
Well,
and
I'll be honest here. If you want the full, honest, like, mercenary answer, it's that the number's going to be a lot higher if I have to say what it is in a podcast with the person whose kid I'm going to kill.
Yeah, right. Just like you'd quote any deal that's recorded higher than you would want it. You know, you got to always, like...
If, for example, you know, I'd say to go kill, like, Joe's kid is X.
Oh, no. But if I'm talking, I thought you were going to put a number. Yeah.
If you're talking to Joe, it's going to be, like, 2 or 3X, because now I'm going to deal with the fact that Joe knows what's going on, and he knows that I'm taking money to kill his kid.
Not even I thought I was going to say, so, like, I thought it was not even from a fucked up perspective, but it was more just from, like, I have
logistics
to plan around Joe knowing, like, because I said it in there, I have to plan around Joe knowing, and that's going to be a hassle, because now he's going to know, and he's just going to try to stop
just
me.
Adding,
and all
it's just adding more money and costs.
He's going to up the defenses.
From like, you trying
guys,
to murder my son.
I don't think starting a mercenary business is a good idea. You found all this, like, this overhead.
You're describing an assassination guild, and that's a whole other thing. I'm talking about private security, like, assaulting places, and, like, we want to do is, like, a, you know, an Italian Renaissance era condottieri band, where you're basically taking contracts, and then you go to some place being like, we're going to invade you because you have this contract, and they say, what if we pay you more? Then you're like, cool. And then you just take the more money and you go back and be like, they gave us more money. We're not going to fight them. You should give us more money. And then eventually you retire.
Oh, I see. So you just keep going back and forth. I get it.
Yeah, that's
you never actually kill anybody if you're doing it right. I get it.
Right, yeah. Or you do something like, you know, modern mercenary groups, not paramilitary per se, but like private security firms where you're basically, a mercenary.
Bodyguard, yeah.
And you just, you know. Somebody actually commented on there that, you know, you can go find job postings for mercenary gigs for, like, private security where you're expected to be armed and legally allowed to carry a firearm and, you know, ready to kill people as necessary and then deal with the legal consequences.
Supposedly my brother did that for a while, and I always wanted to ask him about it but didn't really want to talk to him. So there was that conflict.
Awkward.
Hmm. Yeah.
But, I mean, apparently if you're in, like, a war zone, you can make good money, but it's a hazard pay.
Very
like,
dangerous, yeah.
Yeah. Well, like, we U.S. contracted a number of places with a group that was at that time called Blackwater. I think it's called Academy now. I'm not sure. They changed their name every few years to wash off the bad press. Mm-hmm. They were doing private security gigs. And basically what they were was private security in war zones. So they weren't, like, fighting wars, but they were, like, securing a compound that wasn't going to get attacked, but they didn't want to leave a U.S. Army, you know...
Contingent.
Yeah, anything. They didn't want to leave a squad behind, so they just hired some guys from the States to stand around in fatigues and shoot anything that moved. And if it was, like, a low risk, so they didn't bother. It wasn't a big deal, but apparently you can make good money if you're willing to stand in the desert and get shot at.
Well, that's true.
But to be fair, we wanted to become, like, sword fighters and shit, so that's
really what
we Well, I guess I'm just saying that, you know, if you went to assassinate Joe's kid, Joe could also pay you more than the person was paying you to not assassinate
right.
him and
well,
go kill
yeah.
the other
oh, yeah.
person. So you could do the same thing. It's just that you're only accused, you're saying assassination is too targeted, and you'd rather just be assigned killing a group of people as opposed to one.
A mercenary group could do either, but you're fixating on the assassination thing. I'm just saying there's a broader thing. Like, if you just want me to drive behind you on a road trip through Compton...
Sure.
with an assault rifle, that's a mercenary gig, right?
Yeah.
And I'd do that for money. I would do that for a lot less money than I would to kill Joe's kid. And for the record, Joe, if I was ever hired to kill your kid, you couldn't afford to pay me enough to pay me more than I would have been paid to kill
your kid. That's like a chicken-egg situation, right? Like,
that should make you feel better.
No, why would that make
you
feel better? That means there's no way from stopping you.
Because the whole point is that it would cost so much money.
It would be so much money. That's
it's like
so much actual money.
So don't ever piss off Jeff Bezos, Joe, because that sounds like it's going to be like the number.
I mean, Bezos has that kind of money. I'll just say
right. Yeah, okay, that's fair.
Everybody's so we got a gauge.
Also, I feel like Joe is going to up his home security now.
I'll Joe understand.
Joe's currently online looking for shotguns.
I'll understand. I'll understand. But we're gonna have a fight on our hands.
Joe, I'm just telling you.
It's there. You go,
Joe.
Is the same.
I'm telling you right now. I value our friendship a lot. But there is a dollar amount.
But there's a dollar amount for it.
This sounds like a great skit comedy thing you could do, where like Joe pisses off some rich guy accidentally by not closing his case too early or something.
Oh my god!
Then they listen to our podcast, and then he hires Kendrick to try to kill Joe or something.
There's a script there.
And
I'm
crying with a high-powered rifle pointing at a wall with a heat sensor and shoot through the wall and kill the entire family in one horrifying shot. But and I'm just crying, and I'm dabbing my eyes with $1,000 bills.
No. I was thinking that you kill Joe, and then Darius gets so frustrated and mad that he knows it, so I was thinking some time travel thing, right? Like, Darius grows up, and he's actually the guy that's hiring you to kill Joe because he found out that Joe is doing some shady shit on the side.
Oh, shit.
And it's like, oh, man. It's like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 5
that
level
kind of
nonsense. Oh, dude. So
I dig it.
I won't talk about it here because I think we're out of time, but, watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. all the way through, and I've never been more frustrated and entertained by a television show in my life. Some of the decisions the characters make are incredibly infuriating, but the story shit is nuts. The shit that they do is absolutely nuts. It's diehard level escalation on a comic book scale.
Yeah, we have to talk about that. I have to catch up on that. I'm so far behind.
Pretty awesome.
It's
a
hard
much
to watch.
Topic than me murdering Joe's child.
Yeah, let's. We can talk about
it. Get over
that
it.
Too, sure.
I want to mention one thing I'm proud of, because before I forget, it's completely unrelated, but I just saw the other rapper. I ordered from Taco Bell for lunch, and I managed to clock in at less than 800 calories.
Ooh.
That's a level of self-control that I think I need some acknowledgement for.
I offer you a hearty pat on the back.
I appreciate that, Joe. I will not kill your child.
Yay!
I went to Taco Bell and ordered everything they were taking off the menu, so I probably, pentupled your
Kyle,
value?
I think you also deserve a pat on the back, but carefully so that it doesn't make your heart explode.
Indeed, I offer you a very light pat on the back.
Taco Bell, I probably never going back to Taco Bell.
Okay.
It's like a bad girlfriend, and you're like, you go, and you're like, oh man, it's okay, this time will be different. They've grown, they've changed. The things they're saying to me are different.
They have
a grilled cheese burrito now. How could that be bad?
I tried.
And then you get the grilled cheese burrito, and all the cheese sticks to the wrapper, so it tears the burrito apart.
Oh, yep, that's just a big pile of grease.
Yeah. Oh, I don't mind. Wow. I wish I would have been able to try it, because when mine came through, I didn't get any of it, and then now I'm frustrated. There you go.
Well, that's fast one of the things
I got.
I kind of
like
mentioned my. Oh wait, go
no.
ahead.
Oh.
Sorry,
no,
it was just greasy. That's all. It was just greasy.
Ah.
It wasn't great. I was hoping for a better cheese crust, and it was just greasy.
Mm. Mm. I just wanted a quick mention of my it's basically a Big Mac, but with spicy McChickens.
And, yes, describe this again in great
detail.
You should probably
all try it. Just get two spicy McChickens, which are dirt cheap.
And if you're not ordering McChickens with cheese, you should always do it, by the way.
Always.
You can do
the
that.
Spicy McChicken with cheese.
Yes.
Is a reason to take the gun out of your mouth.
Yeah. Oh man.
And you can also get it with
Kendrick
bacon.
Evans, 2020.
If you're feeling crazy, you can get a bacon hot and spicy, and it kind of changes your life for a little bit.
Yeah.
But carry on.
That's a reason to take the gun out of your friend's mouth.
But if you think about the whole structure of a Big Mac, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got your bun, your meat, your toppings, another bun, mm-hmm. then more meat, more toppings, and a bun. But if you can make that combo yourself, and all it takes is two spicy McChickens, and I'm pretty sure they cost less than a Big Mac, by the way.
I think they're a dollar.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they're not. No, they're a little more. I think they're a little. Oh no, the hot and spices are still in the dollar. Have you
tried?
They're
$1 or $1.20.
Have you delved deep into the special menu, but the combo menu, that you can do where you order certain things and put them together,
the
Kevin?
X for Y? Oh, you mean that?
The McNasty, and you can order them too if you're feeling dangerous.
What usually happens is lately I will get those two, but Pat, he likes a Big Mac. He'll destroy a Big Mac.
Damn.
And he weighs 50 pounds. So
I hope Pat someday like listens to this show and like for like a whole month or three we were talking about him and like he's like comes on and he's like, I totally remember eating Big Macs, like I love those things. Like
no, he does, but he's got my body, so he burns through calories like a mad person, so we're not worried about that.
Once he learns the correct programming language to transfer his soul, he will have your body.
Oh, well, possibly. Or at least a clone.
That sounds like
the third season of What You Guys Did. It's like then older Darius comes back and actually hires Kendrick's dog to kill Kevin, but then Kevin is actually Patrick because Patrick's consciousness was finished into Kevin's body for some reason.
For the future, though, but not for the past.
I don't know, man. This is science, not time. There's a different season.
This is pretty much where I think we need to land this sucker. So I think that's the answer. Is apparently we're in a dystopian future where Darius and Patrick are somehow other people, but not themselves, but also themselves, and they're trying to not kill, not each other. And so with that extremely well articulated and clearly understood plot piece that is not lost or confusing to anybody, I would like to ask that you like, comment, and subscribe, and come back and hear our nonsensical, half-drunken, moronic ramblings next week.
Wahoo!
Spicy McChicken Big Mac!
Wahoo!
That's all I want to say.
Is that
make
like
sure
your battle
cry? You get an irresponsible number of pickles when you do it.
Yeah, it sounds like a good idea.
Yes.
Like, comment, and subscribe. Goodbye!
Bye-bye!
Bye.
Bye!
I'm not doing this stupid joke about stop recording. Just figure it out your own goddamn selves.